Every person has a birthday every year. It used to seem to me that on each birthday I got older, but thanks to my computer, I now realize that the truth is I'm simply upgrading the system. So on November 11th, I upgraded to LoRa version 5.0. I don't know if this will be an improvement or not. The idea with upgrading software is that you get new features and take more of the bugs out with each upgrade. I'm not entirely sure my software is actually improving, but I do know that my hard drive is in serious need of defragging and erasing some useless old files. But regardless, I feel pretty darned lucky to be reaching the big 5-0. My sister, 3 years younger than me, has had a recurrence of breast cancer and will feel blessed indeed if she reaches 50, so I'm hardly going to complain about getting older. I've already outlived the oldest wild banded birds in America by a long shot. The oldest wild bird ever to be recorded in the United States was a Laysan albatross, a species that nests on Hawaii, that lived to be 42 years, 5 months old. Second place in the wild bird longevity contest is another albatross, a black-footed albatross that survived for 40 years, 8 months. Third place goes to another oceanic bird, the white tern, which lived 35 years, 11 months. I think the reason ocean birds are so prominent on this list is that the islands where they live have so few natural predators. The top 9 species are all ocean birds. Fourth place goes to the sooty tern that lived 35 years, 10 months. Then comes the great frigate bird at 35 years, 8 months, the wandering albatross that lived 34 years, 7 months, the Arctic tern, 34 years, the black-browed albatross that made it 32 years, 5 months, and finally the adorable little Atlantic puffin that lived 31 years, 11 months. It isn't until 10th place that we reach a bird that spends its life on land. I sort of expected the longest-living land bird to be an eagle, crane, or raven, or something like that, but the winner of the longest-surviving land bird goes to the same species that is also a record maker as the most hunted species in North America, the mourning dove. One banded wild dove lived 31 years, 4 months. The oldest bald eagle wasn't too far behind at 29 years, 7 months, and the oldest crane, the symbol of longevity for the Japanese, was a sandhill crane that survived 29 years, 3 months. But the oldest wild raven on record lived only 13 years, 4 months, less than nature's perfect bird, the blue jay. One wild jay lived to be 17 years, 6 months. Black-capped chickadees have survived 12 years and 5 months. Although a chickadee's brain is only a tiny part of its third of an ounce body, it doesn't need to worry about wasting valuable brain space on obsolete memories. Every autumn, black-capped chickadees turn off any brain neurons that are tied to memories that are no longer useful, and the chickadees grow new ones. I rather wish I could do that. I have a lot of outdated telephone numbers and old TV commercial jingles taking up valuable brain space. Chickadees get to renew their minds every fall, while my poor brain is 37 years and 7 months older than the oldest chickadee on record and is still operating with its original neurons. No wonder we humans seem so cynical and jaded, while for chickadees everything seems fresh and new and exciting. But I start my third quarter of a century on a lovely morning looking at lovely birds. These are uncertain times, but no matter what, there will always be birds to bring us hope and cheer, even on the morning when we find ourselves over the hill. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.